Statue of David at Turaway, North West London. Thursday, 26th of Teves, 30th of December, Rabbi Yoni Klein, Parshathi. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by Turaway Leila Nishmas, Maras Tova Bas Chaim Hillel Manas, in appreciation of his son, Rabbi Yudaykin, London's Kol HaLoshem representative.
Good morning, everyone. Rosh Hashanah Muri and Kol HaKavod. Rabbi Grossman's book, the new book that came out recently for Rabbi Grossman, written by Nachman Zeltzer, he brings down a very, very nice story. The story goes as follows. One day, Rabbi Grossman was called up by a supporter of his, saying that his mother's yahrzeit was approaching, his mother's first yahrzeit, and he was looking for somebody to go down to the keva because he didn't want to go down. At the time in Eretz Yisrael, there were terrorist attacks taking place. And this fellow, the caller, his wife was reticent to allow him to go traveling around Eretz Yisrael at a time when it was dangerous. So he called Rabbi Grossman. He was a big supporter of Rabbi Grossman, and he said, "Would you help me out? Would you go down to the Beis HaKvaros first yahrzeit? Would you get a minyan together? It's this coming Friday." So Rabbi Grossman was very happy to help, and he asked the fellow for the location of the keva, etc., etc. And he started to make the trip that Friday morning down to the Beis HaKvaros in Netanya to make a minyan by the keva. He took a few people with him, and he anticipated it would be fairly easy, a busy, big, busy Beis HaKvaros. He thought it would be fairly easy to get a minyan together. Now, as it happens, he got down to the keva, and it was very, very hard. He was finding it quite a challenge to get this minyan together, and eventually he got nine. He had nine people. And he was searching, and the time was moving on. It was the Erev Shabbos. He was searching for people. And eventually, further away, he saw a yid moving between the kvarim. They motioned to him, he came over, and they had the 10. Rav Grossman said Kaddish by the Seder, said they daven by the keva to him. He said Kaddish, and Kelmo Lerachamim, very nice. And then, the fellow that called over was a French Jew, and with his broken, with a language barrier notwithstanding, he was able to convey a message to them. He said, "It's also my father's yahrzeit," he said. "And I've flown here from France, Eretz Yisrael, for the yahrzeit, and it's very bashir. We have a minyan now because I'd like you please to come over to my father's keva and help me make the minyan by my father's keva." So they said, "Of course, mitzvah gereris mitzvah. Of course, we're more than happy to oblige." So they went over to his father's keva, and they did the same ritual over again, kaddish v'chulei. And as Rav Grossman was standing by this keva, he noticed a fascinating thing. The nifta was a Tunisian yid, who had been Isaac his whole life in Levayas HaMeis, on Bifrat in particular, who was Isaac in making sure that people who needed a minyan by their kavarim on the day of the yahrzeit would have a minyan on the day of the yahrzeit. So it came out, said Rav Grossman, he said, look how Hashem sorted it out. Here lies a man who went out of his way time after time to organize minyanim for another year, no matter where he was. So what does Hashem do for this man? He sends me to the Beis HaKvaros here in Netanya, where I find myself in need of a minyan, which is completed by the son of a man who spent his entire life sorting out minyanim for other people. So what you see from here is Hashkochas Hashem. What you see here is the lesson that if you look for it, Hashem's Hashkocha is everywhere. Rav Shimon Schwab says we say in Berachas Hashachar, we say Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem opens our eyes. And we also say Hamar Bishena Me'enoi, Asnuma Me'afapoy, which is also about removing sleep from our eyes. What's the difference? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, a beautiful pshat. He says, the bracha of Pekeach Ivrim is thanking Hashem for physically opening our eyes. He says, the bracha of Hamar Bishena Me'enoi, he says, is the bracha that says, Rabbeinu Shlom, thank you for giving me the yecholes, thank you for giving me the capability of seeing your hashkocha around us in the world. Thank you for giving me the capability of seeing where you are mashkiach on every single thing that happens in this world, and that you arrange everything in this world. And the fact that Hashem is all-knowing and all-powerful and runs the world from Beit Sekinim is there's no time more vital to have this idea, to have this knowledge and understanding than at a time of chashkos. When a person is going through challenges and difficulties, there's no time more important for a person to realize, to understand and internalize that is the fact. The fact is that Hashem is running the world and He has it all sorted. The Eibishter has it all sorted. And these parashiyos that we've been going through now, the end of Sefer Bereishis and the beginning of Sefer Shmos, this is really the theme. If you go through the parashas, you see many, many examples where this is an underlying undercurrent. This is a recurring theme as you go through these parashas. And Bereshuscha, we're going to go through the parashas and find a few examples of where we will see this theme, this undercurrent of Hashkochas Hashem, of Hashem's influence and Hashem's guiding hand on everything that's going on, shining through. Because it would seem, if you look through the parashas, that from the very beginning, from the time that the Yidden went down into Golas, the very, very beginning, there was Hashem was feeding a drip-drip effect, a drip-drip message, reminding Klal Yisrael throughout Ki'ato Imodi. Throughout, Hashem was reminding them, I'm with you all the time. So let's take a journey through the parashiyos and try and see this play out. And Be'emes, the first place to look is Yaakov Avinu. We know that Yaakov Avinu was the first real Golas Yid. What do I mean by a Golas Yid? Rav Hirsch speaks out that whereas Avraham Avinu, they said, Nesi'a lekim atob aseichenu, you're very choshu, we look up to you, we're machshiv you, we hold you in very high esteem, with the whole story with Ephraim, he was looked up to. And Yitzchak, in a similar way, but things started getting less. With Yaakov, things were not like that. Yaakov was a person who had a life of tzaris. It was nothing like Avraham and Yitzchak. Yaakov had the whole mice with Esav from the very inception of their lives. Esav was Yaakov's nemesis. Esav was a man out to make Yaakov's life a misery. You had the mice of Lavan that Yaakov had to endure. You had the mice of Shechem and Dinah when his own daughter was taken away and violated. You had the whole mice of Mechiras Yosef, the apple of his eye, his favorite son, taken away. His Ben Zekudim taken away. He didn't know if he'd see him again. You had the whole mice of the famine. And you had the reader down to Mitzrayim. So Yaakov was a Yid who was soibel. Compared to Avraham and Yitzchak, he was so about an incredible amount of Yisurim. Yaakov was someone who really, really struggled and really had a whole peckle of Yisurim. So he was a real Golas Jew. So it's very interesting that we find already in Sefer Bereishit at the beginning of his troubles, when he's running away from Esav, Hashem appeared to Yaakov when? Balayla. Because Laila, as we know, v'munoscha ba'leilais, l'haik v'beikech ha'zdecha, v'munoscha ba'leilais. We know that Laila is the Zman of Chashchus, and Laila is a time where things are not so clear, where things are dark. And Laila therefore represents a Zman of difficulty, a Zman of challenge. And this is not something we find by Avraham and Yitzchak. By Yaakov specifically, we find that Hashem spoke to him at night. And that's to be merabes on the fact that Yaakov was going through Zmanim of Chashkus, Yaakov was going through challenges, but throughout Hashem was with him. That's what the night represents. So if you look at Pashas Vayetze, Vayolen Shom, he lay down with the stones, Vayolen Shom Kivah HaShemesh, because the sun had gone down, it was a Zman of Laila. What did Hashem say to him? Hashem encouraged him, Hashem said to him, Ani Hashem, Elekei Avraham Avicha, etc., etc. That's one example. Another example is in Vayigash, Vayem Hashem Yisrael, B'maris HaLaila. Again, we find that Hashem spoke to Yaakov, B'maris HaLaila. What did he say to him? He said to him, Al Tiro Meridor Mitzrayim, don't be worried about going down to Mitzrayim. We're going to come back to this possible. Anochi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down with you. V'anochi Alcha Gamol, and I'm going to take you up. So we have two examples of Hashem speaking to Yaakov specifically at Laila, specifically at night. And as it says, Chazal say, Golan Bovel Shechina Emor, when Yidden went to Bovel, the Shechina was with them. And we also say, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elekei Yaakov. Hashem will answer you B'yom Tzara, He'll lift you up, who? Elekei Yaakov. Elekei Yaakov will lift you up. And it's also not for nothing that we know that Avraham was Mesakin Shacharis. Shacharis is a time of morning when everything's very, very good, there's a fresh start to the day. Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, where things are getting darker, things are not looking so good, and Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilas Maariv. Yaakov corresponds to Maariv. So you see very clearly, you see a few riots very clearly, that Yaakov was the man who represented the Golas Yid, he was the man who represented challenges in life, and he was the man by whom we see Hashem coming to him and giving him chizuk, giving him encouragement, saying to him, Yaakov, don't worry, I'm with you. And it's very interesting that we know that Yaakov and Yosef lived parallel lives. Yaakov and Yosef lived parallel lives. We know Rashi says, Kol Mash Irli Yaakov, Irli Yosef. Rashi at the end of Sefer Bereishis brings down comparisons that Yaakov's life and Yosef's life had many parallels. And it's therefore no surprise that if you look at the lowest point in Yosef's life, if you look to think, what is the lowest point? When was Yosef at his nadir? When was he really struggling the most? That must have been the point when his brothers sold him to the Ishmaelim. That was the lowest point. And at that point as well, we again find a very strong hint of Hashem saying to Yosef, I'm with you. When is that? It's a famous vote from Chaim Shmulevitz. Everyone brings it down. That if you think about it, it was probably the most unthinkable circumstance anyone could imagine. The brothers went, put their brother in a pit with the intention of killing him, and before Reuven intervened, and then eventually he was sold down to the Ishmaelim. So he was likely at that point in the deepest throes of despair. In the deepest throes of despair, he was wrenched from his father, with whom he had an extra special relationship. If there ever was a vulnerable teen, it was probably Yosef HaTzadik. And we find that the Pasuk says that the Yishmaelim who came, Ugmaleim Noisim Nechois Utsrivolit, that the caravan of Yishmaelim that came to that bought Yosef, they were carrying sweet smelling spices. And Rashi points out that that's not the norm. Normally they carry smelly substances or oil, something like or tar, that kind of thing. And here they were carrying sweet-smelling spices. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked the cashier, "Who cares? Why would Yosef care at all if he was in a prison van that happened to smell sweet? He was in the worst possible situation. He was about to go down to Mitzrayim. No clue in the world whether he'll see. He was a Yosef, remember, from his mother. No clue in the world if he'll see his father again. No clue in the world if he'll be able to keep up his Yiddishkeit in Mitzrayim. Completely lost, without any hope in the world. And you're telling me that there was the caravan with sweet-smelling spices." So who cares? Why would that make enough community to go to Batali? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, famously, he says, Hol Gufa. Hashem was showing him that even in your darkest situation, even at the lowest point in your life, I'm giving you an opportunity to see that I'm still with you. I'm making the journey down to Mitzrayim that slightly little bit more manageable to send you the message that I'm with you. So again, we had with Yaakov, and again, we have with Yosef, who lived a parallel life to Yaakov. We have a situation where we see Hashem sending in a message in all the darkness and all the utter confusion. I'm still here with you. I'm still taking care of you. In fact, the Meshech Chochma says that from this Maaseh of Yosef, Yaakov himself took a chizuk. Because later on, when Yaakov was ready to come down to Mitzrayim and he didn't want to go, after Yosef had already been revealed and knew who he was, and Yaakov didn't want to go, and Yaakov was worried about going down to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, that Pasuk I mentioned before, Al tira merid Mitzrayim, don't worry about going down, I'm going to be with you. Anoichi erid imcha, v'anoichi alcha gam olei, v'yosef yoshis yoda alinecha. I'm going to go down with you, I'll bring you up, and Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. So Ramai Lechbidman brings down from the Meshech Chochma, beautiful pshat. He says, Hashem said to him, Al tira merid Mitzrayim, don't worry, don't be scared about going down to Mitzrayim, which is Golos. Don't worry about going down to a Golos. He says, Yosef's situation in and of itself should give you chizik that I'm going to be with you. Why? Because who dreamt that from Yosef's situation of going down to Mitzrayim, he'd end up the second in command of Mitzrayim? Who dreamt that Yosef would go from such a low point to such a high point? So you see yourself that the Tzorah itself turned out to be the Yeshua. The Tzorah itself of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, being sold as a slave, and eventually becoming Mishnah Lemelech after all the dreams and the whole story in Parshas Miketz, ended up being Yosef's Yeshua. So he said, this should enable you to cover your eyes and get rid of all the kashas that you have. That's what the Meshech Chochma Taichis. So from Yaakov's situation, Yosef himself got a chizuk. Beautiful idea. And the Kli Yakov beautifully says on that pasuk, he says a beautiful mashal. He says, imagine a father taking his son swimming for the first time. He said, what does the father do? I'll tell you what he doesn't do. He doesn't put the child in the pool and then jump in. What does he do? He lowers himself into the pool first. The child's very scared. He's feeling vulnerable. It's the unknown. He lowers the child. He gets into the pool himself first, then brings the child down into the pool. They have a good time in the pool. And on the way up, does he leave the child in the pool and get out first? Absolutely not. He first puts the child back out the pool, and then he'll climb out himself. Says the Kli Yakov, that's Marumas here in the Pasuk. It's mamish beautiful. It says, Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayim. I will go down in front of you. I will already go down to Mitzrayim. I'll already be there. Anoichi Alcha Gam Olei. And I'll take you up and then I'll come up myself, says the Kli Yakov. I won't send you down to Mitzrayim and leave you to fend for yourself. I will go down to Mitzrayim first, then bring you in. Anoichi Alcha Gam Olei. And then on the way out, I'll make sure to send you out first and then I'll follow you out, says the Kli Yakov. It's a beautiful taich in that Pasuk that really drives home this message, Hashem, that Hashem is always with us in every situation. And coming full circle to this week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, there's another beautiful Meshech Chochma who says as follows, And the parasha starts off by Vayidaber Elikim al Moshe. Vayidaber Elikim al Moshe. Vayidaber is Midas Hadin. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. And Vayomer is Losher Rechem. So Vayidaber is Din. Vayomer is Losher Rechem. So the Meshech Chochma bring the sorry the Staff of the Gaon says that again you see the same idea at play here again. The Yidden are about to start the Eser Makkos. They're about to start the Shibbut. They're about to start a very difficult Tkufa, 210 year, was supposed to be a 400 year Tkufa in Klal Yisrael's history. And Hashem said, "Vayidaber Elikim al Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe, and in the same posuk, "Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem." He inserted Rachman. What's the Nukudah? The idea is that Hashem was saying, "You think you're going down to Mitzrayim, and it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough, but I'm going to inject Rachman. The Koshi Hashibud is going to mean a shorter Shibud. The Koshi Hashibud is going to cut down the Shibud by 190 years." Gematria Kate, Chishavisa Kate. Hashem said, I'm going to cut down the Shibbut by 190 years to 210 years, and that which looks like a Tzorah is really the Makor of your Yeshua. And it's also Merumas in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Because Shema Yisrael, it says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael. Hashem, Yudke Vodke, Rachmin, Elikenu, Midas Hadin, Hashem Echot. They have both of them together. You have a situation which looks like din, and really it's rachamim. So whether things look good, whether things don't look good, whether life is challenging, whether life is going swimmingly well, Hashem Echad, it's all the one Ribbono Shel Olam delivering the same package. I heard from Rav Lieberman and Gaitzer quite a sad story about a World War II Holocaust Maisa that goes as follows. He said he heard it himself from Rav Shach, and he said Rav Shach used to say it over. With tremendous emotion. He said that during World War II, when there was some Yidden at the entrance to the gas chamber, in the anteroom before they went into the gas chamber, there was a group of young Bokhrim, and they were there about to be pushed into the gas chamber, and suddenly one of them remembered that today's Simchas Torah. One of them remembered today's Simchas Torah. So one of them said to his friend, he said, Yidden, Tyre Yidden, he said, a Sefer Torah we don't have. So shul we don't have, sforum we don't have. He said, but the Rabbeinu Shlomo we still do have. The Rabbeinu Shlomo we still do have. It's Simchas Torah today. He said, and they danced, and they started dancing until Rachman Litzlan, they were finished off by the Nazis in Yimach Shemal. Rav Shach used to say this story over his rakshas to say, look how strong Yidden are. They know that even in the worst possible situation, when they're staring death in the face, there they go into the gas chamber, understanding Ashrein Matel Chalkein, understanding that we're Yidden, it's special for Yidden, and above all, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is with us. I'd like to digress a little bit, and since the next Yom Tov is Purim, although it seems a while off, we see from the Megillah a few examples of this idea playing out again. And it's very, very interesting. Before I go there, there's one more example in Parshas Shemois. The concept is, as we've said before, that sometimes the Yeshua comes from the Tzorah itself. Sometimes the Yeshua grows out of the Tzorah itself. And we see that very clearly in Parasha Shemois. Rabbi Victor Miller points this out, and it's almost laughable. That every Jewish boy that's born, throw him into the river. Why did Pari say that? Because Pari had intel from his astrologers, and the intel was that the Moshiach, that the Jewish boy is going to be born at a specific time, and therefore throw all the Jewish boys into the water. So what did Pari do? So Pari was taken made that gezerah b'kachava. That Jewish boy for whom the gezerah was made ended up where? Ended up being brought up in Pari's palace himself. For that boy for whom the gezerah was designed, that boy from whom Pari was terrified, that Pari wanted to make sure and eradicate all Jewish males because he knew that the Moshiach Shel Yisrael would be born from there, ended up with the whole Maisa of Basia and Bas Pari be brought up in Pari's palace himself. So you see from the Yeshua comes from the Tzorah itself. I want to show you two beautiful examples in Megillas Esther where we see that as well. We know that famously Hashem's name doesn't appear in the Megillah, but there are a couple of remezim. And one of the places that are remez to Hashem's name appears in the Megillah is in the following pasuk. Esther said, "Yovei Hamelech v'Haman Hayoyim." She invited Achashverosh and Haman to come join her for a party. Yes, the Rosh Hashanah of Yovei Hamelech v'Haman Hayoyim is Yudkei Vavkei Hashem's name. Why dafka here? Why does it dafka here in the Megillah does this remez to Hashem's name appear? It's a beautiful pshat. The pshat is, I can't remember who it's pshing, I haven't got it here in my notes, but it's pshat is that the Yidden thought, all along, they thought, as the Gemara says, Achis Yeshlan Bebeis HaMelech. We have hope. Esther's in the Beis HaMelech. She's going to sort stuff out for us. We've got there are Jews in high places who are going to resolve this terrible gezeirah shmad hanging over their heads. But then they saw that Esther went and invited to a suda Haman himself. Haman Arasha, the Baal Mechaba of this gezeirah, the originator of this idea, he himself got invited to a suda with Esther. So they thought Rabbeinu Shleiman, we're done for. That's it. Our last hope has now gone. So the vort is that in that very, very episode where the Yidden thought they were at the lowest point, and it's a remez the Megillah, Gav HaMelech HaHaman HaGayim, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Rachamim, the shame of Rachamim, right there, at that point, Hashem said, I'm here with you. Don't worry, things look very, very dark, but I'm right here with you. There's another beautiful remez that goes like this. This is from the Keren HaTzvi, Tzvi HaShverba. The Pasuk says, Eis Tzara hi li Yaakov, it's an Eis Tzara for Yaakov, Umimeno Yivoshea, and from it you'll have Yeshua. If you take the word Umimeno and you scramble the letters, you get Umehoma. Umimeno is Osius Umehoma. And the Keren HaTzvi goes through a number of examples where you see that Haman himself set in motion the Yeshua. So Haman, who was the big aggressor, Haman, who was the designer of the final solution in those days, was the man who designed his own downfall. For example, he was the man who built his own gallows. He built the gallows to hang Mordechai, and he ended up being hung on it himself. At the very beginning of the Maisa, when Vashti was ready to be killed, Rav Brevda speaks this out in his Sefer, when Vashti was ready to be killed, Haman was, for motives of his own, decided to have a law put in place that when there's something that relates to Achashverosh himself, when there's a threat to Achashverosh himself, he is allowed to paskin Misa on the threat without having to consult his cabinet or any of his advisors. And that's how he was able to finish off Vashti. Haman wanted to install his own daughter as queen, that's why he did it. But be that as it may. So at this point now, when Haman was exposed as the man who was Esther's nemesis, the man who was making life difficult for the Jews, Achashverosh was able to say, okay, finish him off. Send him away because I have the power to do that, using a law that Haman himself had put in place. So you see, a tzora hi li Yaakov, umimena umehaman yivashea. From the tzora itself comes the Yeshua. I want to, as we come towards the end, I just want to say a beautiful chizuk from the Ur Gedalia, Rav Gedalia Yashar. Rav Gedalia Yashar, in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov was at that situation that he'd had to run away from his brother Esau, and he'd had to run for his life after he took the brachas, he was lying down, and one of the words he said to Hashem, "V'hoya Hashem li lelikim." In all the psukim of Vayetze where he said, "Hashem, if you look after me and you clothe me," and it ends up "V'hoya Hashem li lelikim." So the Medrash says, "Not al Hakadosh Baruch Hu sichas shel avos." Hashem took the words of the avos. Hashem took the words that the Ovis said and used those words as a mafteach, as a key for the Geula. Carries on the Medrash. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Amarta, you said, V'hoi Hashem li lelikim, you said to me, Hashem, you be for me as a God. Chayecha, I promise you, kol ha-toyves u-brochis v'nachomis, all the toyves and the brochis and the nachomis, shani noise lebonecha, that I'm going to give to your children, I'm going to bring all the Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael, Baloshan Hazeh, as it says, V'hoya. Yeah, you said V'hoya Hashem li lelikim. It says in the pasuk, V'hoya b'yamahu yetsu ma'im chayim Yerushalayim. It's talking about the Geula. V'hoya b'yamahu you talk about Shefa Gadol. V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. You see the word V'hoya denotes Geula. So Medrash says, you said to me V'hoya Hashem li lelikim. I'm going to use that word V'hoya as a precursor to in the psukim which speak about the Geula. So Ur Gedalia says a beautiful pshat like this. Yep. He's the Ur Gedalia, Rav Gedalia Yashar. He says a beautiful pshat in the name of the Sfasemes. He says when we talk about Yidden, when we talk about giving a nechoma to a person, you go into a shiva rachmanu l'shlan, you give a nechoma, all you can really do is to help the person forget the tzara. So you speak about the nifta, you say about the mas and tovim, how good they were, the impact they had on their family, on their community, on society, etc., etc. He said, but to give a person a real nechama, he says, is to show a person how the tzara itself was really the precursor for the Yeshua. That is the definition of nechama, he says. When a person realizes that the tzara was never really a tzara, that is the definition of a nechama. He said, what we can do is just to comfort people, tell them how sorry you feel for them, tell them what an impact the nifta made. He said, but a real nechama, he says, is showing a person how the Yeshua itself, how the tzara itself was a precursor for the Yeshua. See, he said, and that only the Eibush is able to do. Only that the Rabbi Yishlim is able to do. See, he says that the Asid Lover, when the Geula comes, Hashem will show us that everything that happened to us in Golus was really a precursor to the Yeshua. He said, that's why the Hashem is the ultimate Menachem. Hashem is the ultimate comforter. Because Hashem will show us when the Geula comes how everything we've been through in the last 5,782 years was really a preparation for the ultimate Geula. That's what he says. He said, and that is the Nechoma Amitis. He said, that's the Hoya. He says, when you take the word Hoya, was, and you look into the past, and you think about everything that was, and you put a Vob at the beginning, and you change it to the future, the Vob HaHipuch changes it into the future, he said, that signifies taking the past and using it as an engine, using it as a catalyst for Nechoma that comes in the future. And it shows how the Ovah was a Hachonah. The Ovah was only a preparation and laying the groundwork for the Asir. That's what Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu. Hoy Hashem li l'elokim, you said to me that you'll be for me as a God. Hashem said to him, I'm going to show you how everything you're going through. Look at yourself now, you're in a very, very sad situation, lying here under the skies, running away from your family. You're in a very difficult situation. You're in a very challenged and vulnerable situation. Hashem said, no. This, Hoy Hashem li l'elokim, these words that you said, I'm going to use that to show Yidden when the Geula does come, how everything that did happen to them over all the years was really a preparation for the Yeshua. That's the Hoya. You take the Hoya in the past, you put a Vav in the front, and you propel it, as it were, into the future. I'll just end with the words of the Noda Yehuda, the Pasuk we say to him, HaMechasa Shomayim Ba'ovim, Hashem covers the sky with clouds, HaMechel Aretz Mata, and Hashem prepares for the ground a dew. Hashem prepares rain for the ground. The Noda Yehuda says that the darker the cloud, he said, the more rain is going to come out of it. The darker the situation, the more desperate the situation seems, HaMechel Aretz Mata. He said, that's Hashem covers the sky with clouds, but the end result is HaMechel Aretz Mata. It's really just a preparation for the motto, for the rain, for the Gishmei Bracha, for the Yeshua to come. Wish you all, thank you all for listening, and I wish you all Shuas and Nechomis, Simchas and Nachas. Thank you for listening. Thanks.